how, how. How, 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 how. All right, you're listening to the greatest non-hits, playing LaGrange. On the acoustic is Tim, and singing the how part is yours truly, aka Chris. It doesn't always hit the ear right when you talk about yourself in third person. I just don't know how people do that.
That's the guy who sidelined Jimmy.
What?
That's the guy who took the bread out of Jimmy's mouth.
All right, so thank you again for listening. That was Jimmy from Seinfeld. He's the guy who refers to himself in the third person, of course. And today we're going to be talking about some Texas in our little music club here. The album that we're going to be covering today is Tres Hombres by ZZ Top. So we're excited. We're going to be talking about all kinds of Texas stuff. We're going to be talking about the band, its history. And, you know, we'll get deep into that a little bit. Makes the songs make more sense when you know a little bit more about the band's background. And then we're going to have a nice little outro at the end. And somewhere in the middle, we're going to listen to all the songs. And Tim and I will provide our top three non-hits at the very end. So we do that every episode, every podcast that we do. And so continue listening. We can't thank you enough for being a supporter of the show. So thank you so much for listening, tuning in every episode. So who is ZZ Top? It's three. They're a power trio. For those of you, you know, who are, you know, first time listeners or aren't really familiar with the band, they were formed in 1969, and it was really three men: Dusty Hill, Frank Beard, and Billy Gibbons. I think it was really Billy. Or, I'm sorry, not Billy, but Frank and Dusty knew each other through like a band circuit in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where the two of them were from. And so, struck up a really, a powerful bond, so to speak, a rhythm section. And they just played really, really tight, really well together. So it wasn't only, several years later when they met Billy Gibbons, the lead guitarist. They share, singing duties. It's Billy and Dusty. Billy Gibbons from, I think, the Houston area, if I'm not mistaken. But I think they also, had an affinity with Memphis, and we'll talk about that later. But we're going to be talking about all kinds of things. A lot of Texas stuff, too. That'll come later. People from Texas, famous musicians, Casey Musgraves, Barry White, Taylor Hawkins, rest in peace. George Strait, Waylon Jennings, Sly Stone, Kenny Rogers, Stephen Stills, Dimebag Darrell, Don Henley. Tell Stevie Nicks sup from Tim. So, and I don't know who else is from Texas. Not Clint Eastwood, not John Travolta, not Sandra Bullock. All of Tim's favorite celebrities. Sandra Bullock, maybe. I have no idea. Probably not. But nevertheless, we're going to be talking about all those things and all the influences that made ZZ Top who they were. I mean, all three of them were like fifth, sixth, seventh generation Texans, and that was really their identity. And once they exploited that identity, that's really when they hit it big. It was really their affinity with their state, their love for where they were born. So, we tell some stories along the way. We got some good stories coming up about a bar patron who was only a singular bar patron that they played for one night. We'll talk about that later. That's pretty much it. So with that being said, Tim is going to get a little bit adjusted while we're doing that. Make sure that you email us anytime you have any questions, or if you have any thoughts for the show, any feedback, anything you like, any requests, any stories about any of the bands, or any stories that we missed in our previous episodes, give us a shout out. Let us know. We can talk about it, and we can talk about that as well. When the time comes. So, Yeah. So with that being said, I've got the guitar extraordinaire with, you know, sitting down with me, Tim.
How you Roadhouse. Doing, buddy? I feel like roundhouse kicking and
I know.
Just rawhide right now.
I know.
Just rawhide.
I know. Whenever I think of ZZ Top, I always think of that movie Roadhouse. Even though the movie, didn't have, I think it was like set in Missouri or something like that. I was like, damn, it should have been in Texas.
Don't yeah. You? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they rock, you know, the beards. Mm-hmm. And just everything about this band, they're tight and they are best friends and they're best friends musically. And, you know, they're individuals too. They're mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah. I guess they really gelled when they played like Shuffle in C. I think when they were like, when they first kind of like got together and they would like jam with each other, they'd just do that Shuffle in C. And I guess they got it down like really tight. And they just jammed for like 2 or 3 hours. This is like according to the, you know, the documentary you can see on Netflix.
You can tell he just loves to play. Mm-hmm. And all these songs, you can really meld into all of them, mm-hmm. especially, you know, just the constant rhythm and this blues and rock of it. It's great.
Yeah, you hear them improv, and this is pre-Beard, this album, Trey Sombre's. I think it was January or July? No, July of 1973 is when.
Yeah, should we go into that? How the Fandango was a lot, and then they kind of, you know.
Well, the Fandango was like in 75. The Fandango kind of came after this album and after they toured. I think they toured with Rolling Stones. I mean, Mick Jagger was like a huge fan. I also think like a lot of
Jimi Hendrix.
He was a fan of Jimi Hendrix. I think
they
ZZ
met
Top. Jimi
tour, mm-hmm. Background tour.
Yeah,
and a lot of, you know, when they were growing up was a lot of sort of, you know, bubblegum pop like Texas music, and then they got
way
into
back
this
in
way back in the day. What were their band names again?
The Cellar Dwellers or something like
the
that.
Cellar was Door.
Yeah.
Yeah. The most beautiful word in the English language, says Drew Barrymore from? And Donnie Darko about some
that's right
poet or something or other.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
No, yeah, we'll get into
this,
all that.
This album brings up a lot.
Mm-hmm. I think the Fandango thing was 75. That's what they started, like, I think that they got, with this album, it made them mainstream, but they weren't really like the show band quite yet. I mean, they didn't have the beards yet. And if you look at the cover of the album, it's just the three of them and just like picture them with their glasses, but none of them have beards. They just don't look at anything at all.
Like, as people, they know they want to be musicians. They like picked each other out and they just play all day. And I feel like that's the vibe that we got from some of the documentaries we watched. Like, they just love playing with each other. Mm. And, you know, it's cute.
You made that sound weird, but I like it, though.
It's good.
It was good. Yeah. So I felt the same way, though. They're just a honky tonk band, you know, like beer drinkers, hellraisers, you know, all that. That's a theme that goes throughout the album. But then they also the album also has themes of religion, like Jesus left Chicago. The very last song, they're actually talking about Jesus, like the very first line, but when we get to that, I'll explain later. But then there's also like a couple of like LaGrange is about a whorehouse, you know, like best little whorehouse in Texas.
Nice.
Or the inspiration for that movie came out in 78. But since this album came out in 73 and LaGrange came out, they're really describing like how this, I can't even remember the madam's name, but I guess it was a good thing that they had going, and it was nobody was harming anybody. They were generating taxpayer dollars, and it seemed like it was, or not taxpayer dollars, but whatever it was, it seemed like it was a net benefit for the community.
Okay.
And I guess after this album came out and became popular, there was a guy who actually campaigned to shut the place down. And then, which was the shame of it, you know, because that's certainly not what they wanted or intended. And I guess
all
Dusty
good things,
Hill had,
you know, come to an end.
Yeah. Yeah, like Dusty Hill's virginity when it was there. So yeah,
yeah,
something like
that. Hope.
So but yeah, I think that's what he said was what was good about it.
I want to know.
He said it was like a positive thing. I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I don't want.
I mean, also, you know, cars are a big deal in Texas. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the first song is waiting for the bus. But I don't know if the bus system, you know, is that great in Texas. It's like it'll be in 2 hours to the bus from Houston to San Antonio. It's like, I don't know. Cars, just get in your car and go. That was big. And still is. It was big in Dazed and Confused as well.
Was that a theme in Dazed and Confused?
Yeah, you like get in your car and you just drive around the neighborhood and pick up people and have a good time. And go to the Moon Tower.
Yeah, I went to the Moon Tower. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's cruising. You know, yeah.
Yeah, you're cruising around.
Got it. Yeah.
The bus isn't going to drop you off in the middle of a field.
That's true.
To go drink beer with your friends.
Right. Yeah, that's...
In middle America. Texas is in middle America.
And you know what? That's what they did. What was the song? The Sparks.
Yeah. Okay. But so yeah.
Once Master we get- of Sparks is about partying in a... Or no, partying... Using your car... Going out,
assembling some sort of metal like thing as a
to
ball,
the back of it,
and you get in the ball, and then they drive you around in the ball on top on the back of the truck.
And if you could like survive it, you were a master of sparks. And I guess Billy Gibbons
was one of those people, and that's what that song is about. And they just like you know, drinking beer and raising hell.
Yeah, it sounds like fun to me.
Yeah, it is fun.
Growing up in Texas in the late 60s and early, all throughout the 70s, maybe in the 80s, Matthew McConaughey is from Texas.
Giddy up, Rawhide.
Yeah, exactly.
Boom out. Rawhide.
All right, man. So we've got all that. This is good stuff. Look, let's talk about the album though, really quick.
Yeah.
Maybe just kind of get some quick facts in.
Yeah.
Terry Manning, composer, singer, songwriter. Engineer, and the first two songs on the album are kind of fused together. Waiting for the bus and Jesus Just Left Chicago.
Yes,
those are two separate songs, but the way they're played is just sort of like one runs into the other.
And it is pretty like effervescent, you know. Mm-hmm. It bubbles,
Maybe that's what Terry Manning thought at the time when he.
It feels like a live performance almost, but it's a studio cut, which is cool.
Well, there was a net benefit for sure, you know, with the whether it was a mistake or not, or whether he intended to do it. But yeah. there's some debate. Like
the flow of the album is good. It's up and down and up and down. I mean, for a three piece that's tight and they're rocking the whole time, minus you know, Hot Blue and Righteous and yeah, that's pretty much. And Jesus Loves Chicago, they're the only slower songs.
Oh, no, Have You Heard?
Have You Heard is slow.
It's slow.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the one I couldn't think of earlier. Yeah, that's the very last one. Yeah. But yeah, those are all songs. I mean, but the slow songs have a soulful and genuine feel to them.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, Billy Gibbons just and Dusty are just two people that just want to have a good time. Dusty is a big Elvis fan, and they're both big Elvis, you know, fans. They met Frank Beard, and he kind of was like, he felt like he was wearing loafers or something. He said something about wearing loafers, and he felt like out of place. But they're like, you're good, you know, like they're accepting.
Yeah, you're talking about the very
early beginning. Early days.
Yeah, before they even start, before we know ZZ Top as they are. It was Dusty and his brother in a band, and then this is when they met Frank, and the brother said, "This is gonna be our new drummer." And then Dusty was like, "This guy, the guy wearing the loafers, I don't think so."
Right, but yeah, you can't judge a book by.
And the brother was like, you don't have a say in this or something like that. But then when they started playing together, they immediately knew that they were that was how they actually met and got together.
You can't judge a book by its loafers. That's what I know.
Yeah, that's a very mature thing to say.
Trousers by its pages, or
I don't know what that
buttons
means. Yeah.
With a pen. I don't know what I'm saying. What happened? Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, this album's awesome. Definitely listen to it over and over again.
Right. Well, we were talking about the guy, Terry Manning. Yeah. He's the engineer.
Yeah.
So that was his claim to fame. There was another guy, the producer, Bill Ham. He was sort of like the Colonel Parker for ZZ Top. You know, like Colonel Parker was like the manager for Elvis.
Okay.
And wow. Bill Ham was like this hard ass, and he was like,
every band needs down a hard ass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he had some pretty good ideas. He did some, he was the one who told him to do the beards and like this mystique. He was like, you know, you have to, you want to do face, things right? In a certain way. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
people, the music like, videos, right? Mm-hmm. That was a new thing when they were getting popular, and they're like, let's go into this. Mm-hmm. We want to do this. We want music videos.
Yeah, I think that was easy. I mean, I think it was the band members were willing to do that. They were willing to get out of their comfort zone and also like play later on. You know, this is a very straight up blues album, but later on when they did Eliminator and Fandango in 75, when they had the whole Texas thing and they had like animals and
it was
like, glitter and glitzy. And it was like this whole thing. Once they figured out like their shtick, it was being from Texas. That was like their gimmick. I mean, not even a gimmick. That was,
authentic.
It was authentic. That was who they were. And they leaned into it when, you know, they had meetings with some people. Like, I think it was even some guys from the Rolling Stones were like, you know, when you sit down and listen to these guys, they're like really from Texas. They're not even from America. They're like from Texas. It's the
right.
You have to sort of recenter your way of thinking before you can really truly understand this band and how they had that.
So this band, Texas, is the center of the universe, and you know, that's not a bad thing to think that your, you know, neck of the woods is the center of the universe. Sometimes all things good happen, you know, in localities first, I suppose.
Well, I mean, there was no internet back then, though. They didn't really know. They just knew what they knew.
They went to clubs.
Seventh and found generation from Texas. This is, you know, like Frank Beard. That's his.
Yeah.
That's what they. I mean, genuinely, that's all they really knew. It was that their own world, but they sang from that place.
And I think Frank Beard's parents took him to like one of the music museums or something like that. There's also like a piece of wood from Muddy Waters, his first house that was made into a guitar. Like ZZ Top does, you know, humanitarian blues efforts and, you know, museum contributions and stuff like that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah. They're down to earth, you know.
Oh, yeah, good people, for sure. And they also had reverence and respect for, you know, some of the black musicians that were prominent in formulating the blues, like the, you know, B.B. King, Albert King, other people of that stature. And they recognized, like, we are blues interpreters, I think is what he said in the documentary, was what Billy Gibbons said. And it was like, I understand that you can't really... Right. You know, sing from the place that the blues originators are singing from. So you interpret it, you build off of it, and it's legit. You know, it's and they're fusing it with, you know, that rock from that what they got probably from Jimi Hendrix, and I think even Billy went to England at some point in time was listening to actually some Clash and some other punk stuff. So I mean, they got out of their worlds and their universe, and they really kind of started to expand after this album. But like during this album, it was really just straight up like all about Texas and all about where they're from, and which is really cool. And I think it's
getting in a room and playing a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Which for is sure. How you hone it out.
Well, they were tight for sure.
Tight.
So yeah, before we start, anything else? I think we've covered it. Or
You know, what do we got? We're waiting for the bus. Are we waiting for the bus?
Yeah. So
no yelling on the bus.
So that's a good intro for the first song, which is called "Waiting for the Bus." So let's take a listen here. All right. So here we go.
Yeah, we're ripping and roaring here.
So it just like starts off, have mercy right off the bat, you know, religion.
Yeah, get into that confessional.
Get in there.
You go. I forgot my bus ticket. I'm going to church to get a confessional. And
yeah. Got my brown paper bag and my take-home bag. Yeah, so this is so like soulful.
Yeah, I can see hear the soul interpretation here. I think there was like one New Yorker song about, or I mean article about this lady who the whole day she got ready and went to the bus to get like the MBA to get, you know, or some registration or something, and she just was they said she didn't have the right paperwork, and she was so mad she like reached across the counter and like shook this old lady, this bureaucratic lady, and they're like, they escorted her out, and she took the bus back home and never got what she needed to get done. But she was just like a shut-in, and it was just like this red tape, you know, little like thing that she needed. So frustrated. Poor lady.
When did this happen? What is this?
It was like an article about...
Oh, was it like recently?
It was like a fictional article.
Oh, okay. So okay. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But, yeah, when you're waiting for the bus, you're getting ready...
Yeah.
You know, people are...
You got a decision. You can do a kick-ass guitar solo, or you got to get on the bus.
Everybody on? Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful.
Oh, courtesy of Billy Madison. Nice. Yeah. Yes.
Mike Farley. Shout out.
Mike Farley. Chris Farley.
Yeah. Chris Farley. Shows how much I know.
No, it's okay, man. It's good. I mean, so many names. That guy, he's been dead for like 50 years now, I think. I don't
know. Aw. Yeah,
that bus done got me back. Till I Cadillac.
Till he gets a Cadillac. He doesn't want to ride the bus. It's the Cadillac. Hold on.
All right.
It reminds me of that scene with Catch Me If You Can where he's like, Dad, I bought you a Cadillac. And he's like, my son bought me a Cadillac.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, go pick up mom. He's like... You remember? It's like so sad. It's
what's
like,
his name?
And he's like, you know what the IRS would say if I came up with a Cadillac? And then he like eventually does take it, and he's like, this deserves a toast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it was sweet. Christopher Walken.
Well, he is so
a sweet moment, a tender moment between Christopher Walken and what's his name?
He's one of my favorite actors. I feel like he has always like
Christopher Walken. Hell yeah, he's hilarious.
So many bit parts.
Yeah,
but well, you grew up with him more, I guess. So many. Did he ever guest on SNL?
Oh, all the time.
Okay.
Did the cowbell.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember? He's like, I need more cowbell.
Yeah. That's right.
I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell. All right. So, like, where were you just left off? That was the bridge between waiting for the bus and Jesus just left Chicago. Maybe should I just back up a little bit? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the beginning of it. Yeah, but it... Yeah.
Changes keys, maybe. New Orleans.
Hey. Oh, they're all sort of Chicago. Like panhandle. Highway 10. I think Highway 10 will get you from Houston.
Never been on Highway 10. Well.
Shout out to anybody on Highway 10 right now.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to people on Highway 10 with the T, the hot T.
Yeah.
Try the wine.
What is that for? Oh, yeah.
It's like Clockwork Orange.
Clockwork Orange, yep.
It's to sit with the old man.
Try the wine.
It's good. It's good. Thanks.
Is that what he says?
He's like, yeah. He's so nuts. Forest and the pines. Take me with you, Jesus.
Is it? Yeah. That was the take me with you, Jesus.
Yeah.
You hear it, barely hear it in the background.
Barely hear it. You got
to get that raspy voice too. Like,
oh yeah, it was phenomenal. And I mean, the way they also do their effects with the fat bass and, you know, the twang,
mm-hmm.
And sort of view that southern sustain sort of on the guitar with the drums.
Yeah.
It's not an accident. It's to fill the space. They do it perfectly in this band.
Yeah, they opened four dates for Jimi Hendrix. It's like in 1968. Insane. And this is 1973.
First American tour, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. That was, yeah. You don't see a lot of, like, opening bands nowadays.
Well, it wasn't ZZ Top. It was Billy Gibbons. I should take that back. I was just talking about Billy Gibbons, not okay. The other two.
Okay.
But, like, that was 68, and 69 was then Gibbons formed with those two guys, actually, you know.
Yeah. You can hear a little bit of Jimmy's, you know, influence.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I think he...
Like, the heavier riffs.
Yeah, I mean... Hey, if you listen to Hey Joe right now, mm-hmm. you would hear the same sort of guitar progression.
Mm-hmm. I like to have it. The drums are just... I mean, they're just keeping drumming, time, but I kind of like that heavy hi-hat.
And,
like the hi-hat kind of open.
Yeah, and Dusty also said, you know... Fish covers this a lot. So
they
have the, what is it?
They have
with a special guest in their solo with Dave Grippo on sax, Gary Gazaway on trumpet, and Carl Perazzo on drums.
Yeah, I mean, you can't hear it now. You can't hear the Chicago Left Jesus in this. You know, this is just them jamming.
This is the jam.
Middle of...
Yeah, they already played the whole song.
They played the song.
Exact. Yeah. This is also the same show that they, on Halloween in 96, when it was, they covered Talking Heads' whole album.
Yeah, where were they? Like, so it's Halloween.
They cover Remain in Light. Yeah, where were they?
Yeah, where were they playing? Yeah.
They're click into it. I think they were in somewhere on the East Coast or something.
Kind of cool.
It doesn't matter. But yeah. But yeah. Fish rocked this song really hard. It's cool to have the keys with Paige McConnell.
Uh-huh. And yeah, Live Fish 15.
Yes.
The Dust Settles. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's good.
The Clifford.
Clifford?
Well, they played the Clifford ball before. This is Fish.
Yeah, Clifford ball.
Penn State. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Maybe it was in Burlington. Maybe. Who knows?
This one.
But anyway, I think that's worth mentioning because they, you know, you're a big fan.
I mean, covers are huge. I mean, in my world, when great bands cover other bands, it's so cool.
Right, they've got recordings from like 100 different venues and
check
the 96 Halloween version is it's right up there.
It's very up there
in the hot horns and whatnot.
So. Hot horns.
All right, try the horns. All right.
Gosh.
All right, now we're back to rocking out. This is Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers. See me walking down the line with my favorite honky tonk in mind.
Favorite honky tonk.
With my can of beer. And a bunch of fine.
Yeah, a bunch of Hellraisers. Throwing their trash. crying? These guys cry. These guys are in touch with their emotions. Is however much beer they're drinking, they're in touch with their emotions. We swear to you.
Yeah, they're very. They're the most sensitive hellraisers of all time.
They'll listen if you have problems.
Yeah.
You know, they might be playing steel guitar.
Here we go. This is like Dazed and Confused too. Newton. It's like that.
I only came
that
here
party.
To do two things, man: kick some ass and drink some beer. It's like we're almost out of beer.
All right. Yeah, that's the dude from Dazed and Confused.
Or yeah. There's this Blazing Saddles with Smedley Lamar. He's like, we have to wrangle up all the criminals and
Gary.
Muckers, buggerers, bushwhackers, hornswagglers, horse thieves, bull dykes, train robbers, bank robbers, ass kickers, shit kickers, and Methodists.
Oh, come on. That's all.
You know.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Methodists out there.
Yeah.
You're not criminals.
No.
You know, not as much as any other group of people that has potential for committing crimes.
Very nice people.
Yeah. But yeah, this is like sitting and hanging out.
I want a shot of whiskey and I want to play pool like right after.
I know. That's a good point. And play some Keno.
Yeah.
Oh. Keno is a little gambling.
Pool, and
a little gambling. TV screen
off,
gambling.
Yeah.
Some scratches. Yeah. Yeah.
A scratch off. A big gulp. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some nachos. Anything you can get at 7-Eleven.
Anything from 7-Eleven. That's funny. Snap into a Slim Jim.
He's shredding it, though. Billy is.
You almost think there's two guitarists and a bass, but he is shred. Yeah,
I think they were doing some sort of overdubbing or whatever. There's even a story about how they send Bill Hamden wanted them to overdub.
Yeah.
And or they didn't want them to, I guess, you know, tune the guitar in a certain way to get that rich sound. So like Terry Manning like sent Bill Ham to get the guy's barbecue or whatever during the recording.
Okay.
And while he was going, and they sent him to a place unbeknownst to him, like 25 miles out of town, so that he could like be gone getting the barbecue for like an hour so that they could then do the tricks that they wanted to do to get the sound that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And then Bill, you know, Ham comes back with a barbecue. He's all pissed off. And they're he's like, well, listen to what we recorded. He's like, oh, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah.
And he liked it afterwards, you know, so, but it wouldn't have been done if they hadn't sent him on that fool's errand or whatever.
Good.
So anyway,
get him out.
That's
barbecue
good.
Time.
Yeah. That's that song like rips. So this is Master Sparks. These are all non-hits, by the way. We're talking.
Yeah, this is great drum and bass. Just listen to the drum and bass. Uh-huh. Try not to listen to Billy, but
uh-huh.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Yeah. I think I still hear on the guitar the out of tune, getting that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy. Who's Jimmy?
That's the guy who sidelined Jimmy.
What?
That's the guy who took the bread out of Jimmy's mouth.
Sparks will fly.
No, we got to talk about this for a second.
So they went to 7-Eleven. They're getting Slim Jims.
Right.
There's probably a cooler, a beer somewhere. Okay. There's a big tree, and they got some firewood. They want to, right? Mm-hmm. What do we?
Well, what about the ball on the back of the?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is the one where they constructed some weird metal contraption to to go at a certain amount of, you know.
Yeah, so to get the listeners, yeah, so for the listeners, just to kind of get you up to speed, Master of Sparks is like, this is Billy Gibbons. Think about him during his high school days, and he's cruising with his buds, and one guy gets into a truck, and another guy gets into a steel ball that they've welded, okay? And then the guy with the...
welded.
So then the guy in the truck, you know, cranks it to 60 miles per hour with a guy in the ball, and there's... Sparks are flying, and you know, at the end of it, you know, if the guy comes out, you know, alive or whatever, he's called the Master of Sparks. That's the story behind this, right?
And they probably just buy him some whiskey next time at the pool bar.
Yeah. They're like, hopefully he's cooled off by then. I mean, alcohol is flammable.
Yeah, you don't want to be taking a shot while in the master or while in the little ball.
I mean, if you can survive a ball of metal, I mean, and then all of a sudden you go up in flames because of a.
Yeehaw!
Because of a shot, you know, it's not right.
Texas, we put people in welded steel balls and go 60 miles an hour.
There's something romantic to me about like being in Texas in the early 70s and getting into a steel ball with a guy. Pulling you.
If there were no seats and I was trying to get carpool, you know, in high school, I'd hit the trunk. I'd go to the trunk.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you're talking about in the movie theater too? Yeah, that's. You know, I'm about at that speed too. That's probably where I'd go. I wouldn't go in the ball.
No, I would not go in the ball.
Yeah.
I don't even wakeboard.
What's wakeboard? I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't even wakeboard.
What's wakeboarding?
What's that?
But you're just like in the field, right? You just, you know, hanging out with all your friends, just talking.
Yeah, we did that.
Man, George Washington, man, he was in a cult, and the cult was in the aliens, man. You didn't know that?
Look at Slater from Dazed and Confused.
Catch you later.
Well, those were the kind of conversations you get. You know, some guy who's like really wasted or super high or whatever comes up and he's like, talk about the, you know.
You know what you don't hear in the field when you're getting drunk in high school with your friends?
Try the wine.
Nobody's drinking wine, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you don't want
beer.
Yeah, if somebody comes up to you and says, try the wine at one of those parties, you don't want to be around that guy. There's something wrong there.
It's a Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah.
You're 15.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. Okay. Yeah.
That's another movie. I think it's American Pie.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's like the guy who
Stifler,
who does Stifler's mom, is like one of those wine connoisseur kind of guys. But he's still, I guess, he's a part of the group. But
he wants to be cool.
Yeah, he's got older tastes.
Yeah, so got more of the song to go. Yeah, you know, good. We're back.
Good talk. So down Highway 6.
I love looking at highway maps. I need to look at highway maps more.
I think it's like in Houston somewhere, Highway 6.
Good drum work. Kind of different, right?
Yeah.
A little different.
Yeah, it's a weird.
It's like a up, down, down, up.
Yeah.
Oh. Stick a dynamite here.
This kind of sounds Aqualungish a little bit.
Oh, interesting.
Da, 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 da. I don't know.
Well,
da, 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 na, 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 na.
I would agree in that. Definitely agree with that.
That sounded like Clapton.
Yeah, a little
Cream.
Yeah, they were big fans of Cream and Eric Clapton.
And Zeppelin too. That sounded like Jimmy Page. Yeah, they were fans of all those bands.
That's what's cool. They're like welding that sort of classic rock power of old blues music.
Yeah.
They fit right in there, like the dudes, like the Trace Hombres.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about the dude from The Big Lebowski.
Well, these three are their own dudes.
Yes, they are.
What do we got here?
Okay, so.
Yeah.
That was a good song.
It was good.
I like the story behind it.
I like the story behind it. It's definitely could be a non-hit. The greatest non-hit. I don't know.
It's got a lot of potential. You can feel it out there. So, anyway, I don't want to give away anything. I mean.
Take me away, Jesus.
Shout out to the walkers out there. Shout out to the runners.
I did a little walking and running today.
Oh, yeah?
I did a little walking and running away from the dog park after they, they're like, watch out for the black dog. That guy in there is crazy. And I'm like, oh, I guess we're going to do a little walk around the park instead of the dog park.
Yeah.
But it was just as well as good. It's fine.
Good, man.
You know.
Well, I mean,
the boy appreciated it. Baby Blue appreciated.
Yeah.
He was a little hot. He was a little righteous.
Well, that was a good segue. Speaking of which, this is called Hot, Blue, and Righteous. So I don't know. This is like red, white, and blue, or...
I guess Labor Day. Hot. And blue. And
righteous. Blue, you're my boy!
Thank you, sir.
Oh, Angel called him outside.
An angel called me aside. Yeah, like say, oh, come on over.
Aside, yeah. So, you know, it's definitely more down-tempo than the last one, which
yeah.
Maybe this album needed.
Yeah.
Okay?
I think so. Stick by me.
You know what it needs more of?
Ow, 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 ow.
Yeah, you think so?
Well, I don't know. I'm not the producer, but
you think it needs more of that?
Yeah. No, it's I'm just trying to escape my feelings like usual.
You know what I can't get enough of though?
Blue, you're my boy!
Thank you,
it's
sir.
It's that. I just want to do that throughout the rest of this episode, but I know it's
shout out
it's
to
selfish.
Shout out to Dynamite. You're Dynamite.
Yep, shout out to Dynamite.
Shout out to AA Bottom. They're a really good ZZ Top cover band in Cleveland.
Oh, is that what they are?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were naming stripper names or
no,
something.
No, AA Bottom. They uh-oh. Play ZZ Top oh. just backwards. It was pretty cool.
I didn't know that. Well, yeah. I thought it was a stripper name. But both are good.
Yeah,
no. AA Bottom.
Yeah, they're really good. Check them out.
Okay, I'll,
they definitely
I'll
exist.
Check them out. I got it. I'm down. I'm picking up what you're laying down.
I'm on bended knee praying for you to laugh at that joke.
Is that what you, yeah.
You know, getting righteous.
Mm-hmm. It's very,
Billy's voice very beautiful. Is good, yeah.
All right, I'm
gonna do it. Blue, you're my boy!
Thank you, sir.
Righteous, morally upright, without guilt or sin. Everybody has sin, right? Mm-hmm. Original sin, what's up?
Shout out to Original Sin. All right, what do we got next? All right.
Oh, gosh.
Move me on down the line. Does this seem kind of like punkish?
It does seem a little bit pop and punk.
Or like Elton John or something.
Elvis?
Oh, no. This is like
I don't know.
Sounds like, what's the guy's name? From Detroit.
Oh.
Bob Seger.
Bob Seger does, yeah. Shout out to Bob Seger. 2 + 2 = 5.
Ann Arbor. Ann Arbor.
Oh, yeah? He's from Ann Arbor?
He is.
Oh, hell yeah. It's a great place.
Down on Main Street.
Hell yeah.
Ann Arbor is in Annapolis. They both have Main Streets.
Hell yeah.
Start with the same name. It's weird.
Yeah. Cloud of smoke was blowing.
What is that?
I tell you, boy, every time. Feeling is fine.
Don't we have like a Seinfeld clip or something?
Oh,
like
we got
a curb.
No, you know, you move me on down the line. Just
a chat and cut when I see it.
Okay. All right.
I use this fellow, this poor innocent fellow, to sneak into the line. Do you know her at all?
What?
Feigning familiarity with someone she vaguely knows for the sole purpose of cutting in line.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm hungry, okay? I'm hungry, I'm going to get a plate, and I'm going to feign familiarity.
Well, at least our listeners will now know how to cut in front of line. You basically start chatting with somebody who's sort of like up towards the beginning of the line.
Yeah, then, even if you don't know that. Yeah, do they go to your gym? Is it Jeff from the gym? No. Yeah. Is it Sharon from Garden Club? Probably not.
Yeah.
But just say, hey, Sharon. Is that you?
Yeah.
Is that roast beef? Is that asparagus? Oh, gosh. How are you doing, Sharon?
We'll work.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Sharon.
Sharon.
Diesel drivers. Keep the engine burning.
Just move me on down.
ZZ Top just bought the Tesla, the diesel version of Tesla's new car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
They have a cassette tape in there.
That's right.
Player. Yeah. Cassette tape player.
God. Right inside of a car?
It so exists. Wow,
it's like inside, it's like built into the dashboard. It's like you don't have to like have the knob or whatever and get the signal from space or from the antennas.
Yeah, damn antennas.
Yeah.
God.
All right. Okay, this is Precious and Grace.
Gotta go to Middle Earth.
Yeah.
Let's go. Night.
Just
the landscape. This is a little darker, this one.
Yeah. Just cruising slow through the dark night.
That's good. Don't speed.
Precious and Grace.
We must need the precious.
What's that from?
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Smeagol.
That's right.
Yeah. Precious is the ring.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I guess. Flathead Ford. What's a flathead Ford? Like a flatbed truck?
I don't know, man.
I like that riff. It's good.
It did. Oh.
Whoa.
That was like Zeppelin-y.
Whoa.
That's what we just heard. They are not messing around right now.
Yeah, go Frank. Come on, Frank. Keeping rhythm like a jack bandit out of hell. Going slow, though. You're going slow late night.
I'm talking to you, brother.
Supernatural delight.
Yeah, and you need that supernatural delight.
What does that mean?
Supernatural delight?
Oh, man.
Okay, it's either like about Jesus or sex. It just seems like that's what it's all about.
Okay.
It's like people need to find a middle lane somewhere, I think. I don't know.
This is a cool solo. Slide-ish. Slidey slide.
Yeah, that was very Pink Floyd-ish from that. Yeah, blues bands weren't doing this.
Blue, you're my
my boy!
There you go.
No, they weren't. Oh. They're going back to the breakdown, the like traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Mm.
Whoa. Holy shit.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was tight. That was good.
That was good.
Oh, wait. Oh, gosh.
Mm. So we're going to get it. This is the meat right here.
Ow, 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 ow.
Good drum work again. And have mercy.
So, like, he was sick the day that they recorded this, and he was like, my voice isn't raspy enough. And so he, like, did some laps around the studio and then outside and
chain smoked some Marlboros.
Yeah, had a couple smokes out there, and he was like, okay, I think I'm okay now.
We're here for a good time and not a long time. Does it's a little reggae-ish.
Mm-hmm. Have mercy.
Yeah, again, with the mercy. You know? At the strip club, have mercy on my Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for mercy.
At the strip club in Chicago. Yeah. Pray Jesus doesn't see.
Yeah. And the 10. It's a $10 cover, I guess. Yeah. In 1973, that was a lot.
Yeah. The strippers are 10s, but... they're just a little bossy.
Yeah, I mean, do you want one or
a little bossy?
You know, 5 2s that are not bossy.
Oh, $2 bills?
Yeah.
Give them $2 bills.
Yeah, or something what? Like that. Yeah, I don't. I was talking about like a gorgeous woman as a 10.
Oh. Yeah.
Who was bossy, but then what if you had 2 5 or 2 5s that aren't bossy or 5 2s that aren't? That are really fun and cool.
Shout out to Bob Seger, 2 plus 2 equals 5.
Yeah.
Not touching that with the 10-foot pole.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what's right or wrong anymore.
Damn. Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, this put them on the map.
Because the 10 to get yourself in, is that to get in the club or is that to...
The 10 is
how much you pay for the sax.
10 was just the fret that the solo was played in.
Oh. Actually. Yeah, that's what it was. Oh, okay. It is.
Maybe. Oh.
Oh.
You gotta play 10, 12, D, A, D, A. Oh. And then 12, 13, 14.
No, but in all seriousness, for the listeners, LaGrange was a whorehouse in Texas. This is and this is what this is about. That's why we're talking about this. Yeah, in this weird way.
Whorehouse is derogatory. It's a.
That's
it's
yeah.
A,
that was what
a dancer
were
called. Club.
There was a. No, that was what it was called. The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas was a movie in 1978.
Yeah, okay.
And it was made out, and they made a movie out of it, so I can say it. Right?
All
right. Because yeah. this is about the strip club, or it was a brothel.
It was the red light district.
Right. It's the brothel, and yeah, you get you pay $10 to get in, and then $10 another $10 to get in even
to further. Leave.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
For something before you leave. Yeah, something like that.
Something, and then yada yada.
Right.
And then you're passed out.
Yeah, and Chris is tired and going home. All right.
Everybody on? Good. Great.
Right.
Yeah.
You like this one.
Keep
though.
It
this,
in
the, no, here's the next one. It's called The Sheik.
Sheiky. I like this one a lot. Yeah, I know.
From Mozambique. Led me to the Congo. Dream to go
to Mexico. Mexico. Where's Mozambique? I'm looking that up. That's not in Texas, is it?
No.
Mozambique, definitely not.
It's off the coast of Somalia, I think. Yeah. Or no, it's off the eastern shoreline of Africa. It's like its own island off of the east coast of Africa.
South of Malawi.
Yeah. Okay. Shout out to Malawi, by the way. I know you're out there.
Shout out to Malawi. Shout out to Nairobi. Oh. About that one guy, Coke. You're mentioning that.
Yeah. Getting on with the folks, having some Coke.
Yeah, Let's stop.
Well, this is the story.
Their early days, right?
Yeah, you want to tell the story? I mean,
yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, we can both tell the story. In the early days, they were booked a gig, and it was just hard times. They traveled. There was one guy there. They played a whole freaking set and an encore, and he was about to leave. And they're like, don't leave, man. You can't leave. You're only fan or whatever.
Yeah.
They bought him Coke.
So they bought him a Coke, yeah. Then he stayed for like the whole show. They did an encore, even though they didn't, you know.
Yeah, it was a sound check, basically a concert where they got paid, I guess, but nobody was there. Hopefully.
This wasn't like too long prior to.
It was prior to them releasing this.
This album. Not that long, like a year before that, or even less than a year, maybe.
But it just speaks. They didn't pack it in, you know, they played the whole show.
Yeah, it speaks to their character.
And you could hear it from Mozambique.
And so, no, but the guy, though, ends up being like a lifelong fan. Like, even to this, like, to all the way up until the end, you know, like last year, he was like around. Like,
yeah.
He would be like, hey, you guys remember me? They would be like, yeah, of course we remember.
Never told him his name.
Yeah, he never knew. Yeah, nobody ever knew that guy's name. they didn't know that guy's name.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool, yeah. So,
oh wait, let me do a little Chic Bridge. Yeah.
Nice.
That's
not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I want to compare and contrast. Yeah, give it a play.
I liked it. That was good. This part, you're doing acoustic.
Well, it all translates.
Yeah. It just speaks to how good you were doing.
I mean, you've got a good fret. I love that part. Yeah, this song rips. It's all swag. It's like all like just like confidence.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Rio de Janeiro. They're in Cuba. They're in Mozambique.
My temperature had risen again. It's like super hot, and it must have been 110. It's being played like at a slow pace. Like, you know, like when you're really like super hot and this kind of a beat just sort of tells it.
This kind of sounds like Low Rider a little bit. Low Rider. Yeah.
The bass line.
The
low rides a little higher.
Bump, bump. And Dusty's just holding it down on bass.
Mm-hmm.
Cheeky chic. Rio. Can you roll your R's? Like
Rio.
Rio. I can't.
Rio. Rio de Janeiro. Must have been 110.
It's a cool line. A sheik in Arabia or other Mohammed. In countries, an older man, an elder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. An elder.
Yes, those chimes. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is still the song.
I feel like this could be a good outro for their album.
It reminds me when Kramer, like, put the wind chimes out in his the apartment.
And then just had a bunch of fans. Does he have even a breeze?
Yeah, I don't know. But he was, like, lighting a sparkle. He's like, y'all come back now. He was, like, in the hallway of his New York apartment. He was trying to make it, like...
Yeah. You know, there, I've read an article about how, like, there was these things that you could harness to your windows, like, in the city to, like, have your pet go, like, harness it to the window. So it was, like, a bump out. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So your baby could, like, crawl, like, and, like, be just hovering and just, like, be, like, you're on, like, the 80th floor, basically, just, you know, the baby or the dog. Yeah, it's, like, but little bump outs. I don't know. That used to be a thing.
Oh, the little bump outs.
In the windows.
Yeah.
Like, secure a little.
Well, they would never have that now. It's, like, it sounds, like, unsafe.
It that's what I mean. Yeah. It feels weird that they trusted that. Considering, you know, buildings are falling, you know, bricks falling.
Oh, I know.
That's why it's like there's so much renovation on old buildings. It has to be done all the time. What are we talking about? Buildings?
All
right.
I have no idea. That was all you, man. But this is the very last song.
Shout out to the architects.
Yeah.
The building restorers.
I'm going to play that last one. Hold on. This is Joe T. Marr.
Oh, yeah.
About
shout out to Joe T. Marr.
Well, no, that's supposed to be Jesus. Yeah, that's another... They meant to say something else, which means Jesus. So you're supposed to, like, substitute this for Jesus.
Okay.
This is basically, like, I mean, think about it. After this, it's like, well, yeah. Well, then you could not be lost if you... Yeah, Jesus, kind of a thing. Going up or getting down. Which way are you coming from? Going up or getting down? You like going up to heaven or going out of hell?
Going left or going right? Going up or down? Never eat treasure wheat, okay?
Seven come 11. That's like 7 minutes before 11. Like usually when you're...
Yeah,
like,
lucky.
You wonder if this is like a double entendre.
Synchronicity? You're talking about synchronicity now?
No. Talking about like... I'm talking about like this being a song about Jesus. Or but it could also be about something else. Or no, you think it's just... Basically about going to see the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard about heaven? Seven come 11. Have you heard, dear brother? Yeah. Well, let's help one another.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically it. It's
pretty simple.
Just, yeah.
It's like... Yeah.
I think it's just straight up, you know.
Straight up. What it means. There's no real interpretation needed.
Yeah.
7-Eleven. Get some taquitos. Just chill.
Mm. You know. Yeah, let's help one another out. Get the nachos, I'll get the footlong.
I used to carry Texas Pete's, actually, in my pocket.
Yeah. Texas Pete's in your pocket.
Always, yeah.
Really, just like...
For taquitos, always.
What was the container that it was in?
The hot sauce thing.
Oh, okay.
I have big pockets. Like a little packet. Cargo. Okay. No, cargo shorts.
Cargo shorts.
Big pocket. The whole glass container. I put
that's cool.
Put it in a sock to make sure I wouldn't bang anything and break a bottle of hot sauce in my pocket.
You know, well, buffer I mean, it. Let's know, hope it bit. Doesn't break in your...
You don't want that kind of cayenne on your leg.
Exactly. You especially know. If you get an open cut or something like that. Or
well, I'm sure it'll be okay. It'll clean it out.
I heard they're good for corns. I don't know. But...
Corns? Anyway. I don't have any corns.
You know, the corns on your feet or gout, maybe? I don't know.
Well.
But yeah, let's hope we'll never find out. But nevertheless, that was a very straightforward, very, God-fearing. Well, I'd be riding on the bus till
God-fearing.
Yeah.
Indian agents, Mexican bandits, muckers.
Those are the people from Texas. I don't.
Shout out to the people just getting by. Sometimes,
mm-hmm.
Subverting the law somehow.
That's right. No, just. But this is a good show, man.
This is fun.
I had fun. We got to do your top three.
Are we ready
for it? Or
my number three.
What's your number three?
We must eat the precious.
Oh, Precious and Grace. Good song.
Yeah, it was rocking.
So that was your number three?
Uh-huh. Shout out.
Okay.
Let's go.
My three, moving on down the line.
Oh, yes.
That I mean, it kind of sounds like Rock and Roll Never Forgives. It's seems like it's like a rocking song. I kind of like that. And so I thought it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That song, Creedence Clearwater Revival, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm sorry.
Jesus Just Left Chicago is my number two.
Oh, we're going with that one. That's a non-hit.
Is it a non-hit?
If you want it to be,
is that the hit?
The reason why I would have put, like, we have discretion, like in on our show. I would say it's a hit because because of Fish has made it a hit. Like,
I mean,
after
Fish has been so anti-mainstream and people really don't know.
But when you listen to the radio, you can hear this. They play it a lot.
Okay,
it
couples with right. No, that's fine. For the bus.
But if you want to,
No, I'll do Master Sparks number.
That's a good song, man.
Number two, then.
I'm glad that made it.
Good. It needs to make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I probably would have put. I mean, I just can't. I can't do it.
Yeah,
I've got to say. My number two is Chic.
Yeah.
That's such a cool ending is so cool, like with the chimes and
the chimes. It is. It is.
That's my number two.
We'll hear that as an outro.
Okay.
And that's my number one. That's my number one.
Chic, yeah.
Of course it is,
It's a great song.
We want to age gracefully, and mm-hmm. I think doing that helps if you're doing something you love and you're chicing out.
There you go.
You're an expert, okay?
I agree completely.
Well.
My number one is going to be Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers.
Oh, yes.
Because it's just such a... I think it so personifies the ZZ Top, what they're about, and that period of time, and it's about like your youth and raising hell and blowing caution to the wind a little bit, and you kind of miss that when you're older and more like you're wiser and you're humbled, later on you look back at yourself and living life to the fullest and not caring about the consequences or just having that courage or whatever. And so
later in life, you become a wine drinker and a heaven lifter.
Yeah.
You're not as much as a
heaven lifter.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's good, man. I liked it.
You got to lift it up.
You got to lift up heaven.
You really got to hold it there and mm-hmm. plank heaven. There's no shortcut. Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, you put up the planks, man. I'll put in the slots, I'll carve out the slots. You put them in the planks, and we'll get heaven lifted up.
We'll get there. All right. Well, that was good.
This is a good one, man. Thanks so much. I mean, we're gonna do an outro now.
Yeah, we'll do that. Thanks for listening.
Chic. Thank you for listening. This is Tim. Good night.